spirits brave and bold. Out of my window, looking in the night, I can see the barge's flickering light. Starboard shines green and port is glowing red. You can see them flickering far ahead. Barges, I would like to go with you. I would like to sail the ocean blue. Barges, have you treasures in your hold? Do you fight with pirates brave and bold?
We don't need to tell you that Vancouver has a housing problem.
Mass evictions.
Mass rent evictions.
Unfair rent increases.
What happened to rent control and protection from unfair eviction?
If these or other housing matters concern you, you may be interested in joining the Vancouver Tenants Union. For more information, visit tenantsunion.ca.
This drone footage was taken somewhere deep in the Salt Fork Park in Ohio. The video starts out ordinarily enough, but then, sometime around the 5-minute mark, you might be able to see something hiding
rain
in the thickness.
Drops on roses.
Watch the left side of your screen closely as
on
the
kittens.
Drone starts to land.
Bright copper kettle.
Close attention because it happens
warm
pretty
woolen
fast.
Mittens. Brown paper package tied up with string. These are a few of my favorite
Many
things.
Many people claim they can see a large creature
cream
stop and look up as the drone passes by.
Crisp apple strudel.
Some even claim that this is
door
a Bigfoot sight in broad daylight. I do see what they are talking about.
Wild geese fly.
Standing in the middle of a huge field of crops that's covered in a series of strange markings. The symbols themselves are perfectly
symmetrical. Now, as far as the origins of the war,
precise in their geometry, their
designs. Well, there were many myths and stories about that, although
no
one really knows how it all began. Some say it started with a simple, small misunderstanding that slowly drove people further and further apart. Others say it was something much more sinister.
I think that there is a strong possibility that this was made by something extraterrestrial. Let me know if you think that these crop circles are man-made or extraterrestrial in nature. If you recognize any of these symbols from any literature, movie, or video games, then I'd definitely like to know where they are from. Number 7, a YouTuber.
I'm tired.
voice when he comes across a mysterious all-white object that doesn't match the native scenery. Grows curious and decides to take the drone closer to the ground to get a better look. It's a decision that he probably now regrets.
Just fine.
This is CITR 101.9. We are broadcasting live from the ancestral, territorial, and unceded lands of the Musqueam people.
Thank you.
Hi, and we're back. My name is Kyla. Sorry, my friends are here too, but I'll introduce them later. My name is Kyla. This is 120 BPM for CITR 101.9. It is a weekly chart show that's going to be starting, so we're just going to be running through the best of the charts, all different stuff, 3 to 4 p.m. on Mondays. Here with me, I've got some friends who are helping me out today. I've got Aiko.
Hey.
And Aisia.
Hello.
Who you may know from the Music Collective.
Yeah.
But they're here because I didn't have anything to talk about. I was like, please come be on my show. So why don't you tell us about yourselves?
Oh, wow. My name's Aiko.
This is Aiko. She is a first-year student. She is an aspiring medical anthropologist.
Oh, my gosh.
She's very intelligent. She grew up in an anarchist commune in Oakland, California. I'm Aisia. I'm not as interesting. I'm from Mississauga, Ontario. I don't know what I'm doing.
And
but,
I'll go ahead.
I'm the music exec here, so
that's
maybe
she's
you
helping.
Know me. I don't know.
Yeah. And I'm Kyla, like I said, and I'm from Calgary, Alberta, and
yeehaw,
yeehaw, ha yee, and I like music, so we're gonna keep rocking through this. That was Bone Cave by Steve Dawson, off his album Lucky Hand, and that was at number 30 at the charts. Just so you know, we're using last week's charts. I know that CITR just released charts, I think, on Friday, but I'd already made the set list, so we'll go through those ones next week. So these are the charts we're going to be using. Next up, we're just going to have a couple songs. So we're going to have Of Freedom by Matchless off their album Sacra Corpa, which comes in at 28. So enjoy.
Thank you.
So what you just heard was Gravity off the album Thanks for Asking by Fine, and the song before that, like I mentioned before, was Of Freedom by Matchless off their album Sacra Corpus. So what did you guys think?
I really liked it. Fine are like a I don't know, like a quintessential CITR band. Mm-hmm. I don't know. They were in our shindig, like Battle of the Bands as well, so it's like cool that they're charting here.
Yeah, I saw them when they played, not in the finals last, or the semifinals last week, but when they first won, and it was really cool. They're super down to earth and nice people. They're from Nanaimo, which is cute. It's almost local, so that's cool. Yeah, but also for Battle of the Bands, the finals, not that fine is in them, but the finals are this week. It's good. It'll be good. Sorry, no offense, Fine, if you're listening. I really like your music. But the finals are this Thursday at Pat's Pub, so everyone should come down. It's awesome to support local talent and get to hear some good bands and have some fun food. And Pat's Pub is just truly an iconic location. If you've ever been, it's really fun. Everyone's there. It's good. But on another note,
Pat's Pub.
Aiko has a very interesting news story to tell us about.
Okay. So this is just, like, the most exciting thing that's happened to me today. Is I read a news story about this kid from Texas who's 21 in London, got dumped by his girlfriend over text, became belligerently drunk on his flight on Bacardi rum, of all things, and basically forced the flight to turn around, jettison all of their fuel, and land back in London after he assaulted two people on the flight and bit one of them. He's now serving 6 months in prison, in England, I think. But just wild. Don't dump anyone over text, guys.
That's the moral of the story. It's like the lowest low you can hit.
I know.
It can't get worse.
It can't get worse. Also, Bacardi rum.
Well, I mean, what else are you going to drink on a plane? Like,
vodka.
I don't think they don't offer you, like, premium alcohol.
No, he bought it, apparently. He bought it, like, in duty
free. Oh, like, duty free.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then on the plane was on like, you plane. Know what I mean yeah. right now. But they don't give you your alcohol on duty free until the end, don't they?
No, you can buy in the airport. And you can
but I thought they gave it, like, when you're landing.
No. Well, it's for, like, the bigger stuff. You can also, if you can carry out.
I have never bought alcohol at duty free, so this is not an issue
anyway.
I've faced in my life.
Yeah. That's just my story. So.
Wow, that's a good story. We've got more music for you that we can play. So we're going to start it off with a really fun Cuban band, Orquestra Acocan. My one semester of Spanish has not helped me, but this song is a total bop, so I really hope you guys enjoy it.
Báilalo un poquito, baila mi mambo que
esto se acaba ya,
se acaba,
el mambo
se acaba,
esto se acaba ya,
se acaba baby,
el mambo se acaba.
Mueve la cintura pa' que goce tu manera, que este mambo que te traigo se ha gozado donde quiera. Baila mi mambo que
esto se acaba ya. Se acaba ya, el mambo se acaba ya, el mambo.
rapidito y se terminan. Ven y baila ahora porque el mambo está sabroso, está rico y cadencioso y te alegra bien la vida. Baila mi mambo que
esto se acaba ya.
Se acaba.
El mambo se acaba.
Se acaba.
Esto se acaba ya.
Se acaba,
el mambo,
baby.
Se acaba.
Te lo dije, nena.
Esto se acaba ya.
Ven y baila el mambo.
Se acaba.
Ven y goza el mambo.
Esto se acaba ya. El mambo se acaba.
Keep you up on your dancing feet. Run. darling, let down your long hair, that I may take some comfort there. I've been reading the signs, it won't be long. My love, won't you swallow your pride? Be at peace with your maker. My love, if you are lost, what becomes of us then? Said than be done, and I have but these hands of one, and I'll turn every stone, take every chance to step to the edge of my pride, into the hands of my maker, and steps are heard on the ground. Startled, she wakes at the sound. My love, you are here. Blessed is the night.
That were popular among some ancient civilizations. They used different methods to extend.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives.
South American and Antarctic civilizations.
Favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
After decades of decline, drowning fatalities have been rising dramatically in Canada since 2004. Most drowning victims had no intention of going in the water, and harmless situations can become dangerous quickly. This summer, if you're going out on the water, even if you're not planning on going in it, be water smart and be prepared. Here are some things you can do to reduce your risk of drowning. Learn to swim and swim to survive. If you can tread water for a minute, you can orient yourself, and if you can swim 50 meters in a pool, you'll most likely be able to swim to safety in open water. Most drowning fatalities occur within just 15 meters of safety. Wear a life jacket or personal flotation device. 80% of all boating deaths were people who were not wearing one. Take a marine safety course, and if you're going kayaking or canoeing, know how to get out of your craft if it flips over. Practice basic safety moves such as wet exits and self-rescues. Save the alcohol for dry land after you're done playing on the water. And never go out alone. For more information and more safety tips, go to lifesaving.bc.ca.
Hey, hey, this is Lady Gaga, and you're listening to CITR FM 101.9. Look out, Vancouver.
All right. And we are back once again, listening to some music. What you guys just heard The last song was by Rain Hamilton off her album Night Sky. The song's called Robin Hood. It hit the charts at number 20. Before that, and I'm sorry for my pronunciation of this lovely lady's name, it's either Lila or Layla, depending on how you take the spelling of K-A-I-L-A. I would say Lila because that's how my name's spelled, but it's fine. Lila Bialy off her album. A self-titled album, and the song was We Go, hit the charts at number 23. And the song before that was Mambo Rapidito by Orquesta Acocan off his self-titled album, and that hit the charts at number 25. So, other than that, we thought it'd be fun to go through some local talent and bands that are going to be coming to Vancouver in the next couple weeks. So, Aiko, would you like to go through that for us?
Yeah, sure, can do. On January 27th, at the Imperial, Snail Mail is playing. Don't Incredible. Know who they are, but great name.
Go see them.
January 28th is Ólafur Arnalds from Iceland in the Commodore Ballroom. They're cool. I like them. Their piano music is very nice.
The Commodore is a great venue, so.
If you like lyrics, they're not lyrical.
Well, maybe, you know what, you branch out. Maybe they have songs that are lyrical.
I haven't heard them.
Well, new stuff, I don't know.
Very Sigur Rósi. January 30th is Mo at the Commodore Ballroom again.
I think it's Mo. Yeah. She's like Swedish or something. She was at the, she sang during that Blow a Kiss?
Fire Again.
That's all. That was her. That's her.
Yeah.
DJ Snake or something.
Yes, yes. That song was huge.
Damn. Well, February 8th is Hippocampus. Get it?
A really good band.
Good band.
Hippocampus.
Yeah. They're really good. If you want to know an iconic bop by Hippocampus, look up Suicide Saturday. That is, it's a really good song.
Well, they're playing at the Imperial. Post Animal and Ron Gallo at Wise Hall on February
8th. Post Animal is good. They're good.
I like LMI, Commodore Ballroom, February 12th.
Boot up.
February 13th, Aurora at the Commodore Ballroom.
She's weird in Norwegian. That's fun.
Ooh, we've got a lot of Scandinavian people.
Good.
Well, it's because it's February, it's cold, so they feel comfortable coming to a warmer place. Right.
There's nothing on Valentine's Day, so if you're trying to go out.
What's Valentine's Day?
February 14th.
Like, I don't know how I could not know that.
What day is it? Is it like, I think it's like a Tuesday.
That's whack.
Or a Monday. Okay. Do something with your loved ones. Or don't.
Or don't. Yeah.
It's a capitalist holiday. Yeah. Buy the chocolate, though, the next day.
Or celebrate the massacre.
No. Don't celebrate the massacre.
Okay. February 15th, one night, two shows. Ooh. Alex Cameron and Roy Malloy, Wise Hall.
I did find a Valentine's Day event.
Oh, yeah.
If anyone is interested. BB single release party with Supermoon, Waste, Loans, and Dame DJs. So I would recommend that. So
for that's all the KW lovers out there.
Yeah.
Support local bands.
Also, apparently there's a Valentine's Day kissing booth at UBC.
Do you kiss a donkey or like actual
people? I feel
people?
Like, I think it's a llama. That's pretty incredible.
That's cool. Cute. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I love that. God. There's also, I don't know, there's
I'll
fun
it.
Things. Yeah.
I'll kiss a llama. February 22nd, My Brightest Diamond, Fox Cabaret.
No, it's good. That's a lot of stuff for you guys to take in. We expect to see you at every single show, so get your tickets. Wearing them?
I don't know, something.
Sequins, so we can see you.
So we know it's you. So we know that you listened.
Yeah. Or but just wearing clothes.
Clothes are also are optional, good in general. We'll just keep counting down the charts. So next up, we're going to have Bored Decor with their song Ego off their album The Color Red. So enjoy.
Without these lenses, foresight impaired on optics.
exciting to grasp for something less tangible than air. What next? Seems life moves slower than stimulation suggests. Can't rest till expectations set are exceeded or met. Ego.
Tell me what you long for. My paper thin kin in this nonsense. My beauty in a permanent bullseye vest. We never stop, never rest, no. It's okay that we don't know what is. It's okay that we're alone in this. We are seeing eyed dogs in the darkness. Little kids kicking at the ant's nest. Our love is a buffer to the bullshit. It's a fire that runs right through it. These days I wanna lean into it. Our love is a buffer to the bullshit. It's a fire that burns right through it. I wanna lean into it. Even harder than I have before. Even harder than I have before. Stones scratching at the surface. It's okay that we don't know what is. It's okay that we're alone in this. We've been holding out hope for the less than. Little voices shouting from the wasteland. Our love, our love, our love is a buffer to the bullshit. It's a fire that runs right through it. Days I wanna lean into it. Our love, our love, our love is a buffer to the bullshit. It's a fire that runs right through it. Our love, these days I wanna lean into it. Even harder than I have before.
What you just heard was Blue by Yarrow, by Laverne off their album Yarrow, which charted at number 9. Before that, it was Seen Eye Dog by Young Galaxy off their album Downtime that hit at number 15. And the song before that was Bored Decor off their album The Color Red. And the song was Ego at number 17. We've got a couple more for you. We're going to play the top 2. But that's basically it for our first chart show. So I want to thank my friends, Aiko and Isia, for helping me be socially dependent and come help me do this. So Yay. Thank you. They'll probably be here a lot because, I don't know, it's fun to have someone to talk to.
Also, I don't have class now, so.
It's either this or napping, and supporting me is more important than sleep, right?
Most of the time.
But yeah, so thanks so much for listening. I will be back next week with more charts. And yeah, so please enjoy our last 2 songs. We have Julia Holter with her song Voce Simile from her album Aviary at number 2. And then Pudding off their album Popover, we have Double Happiness at number 1. Thanks so much, guys.
Distant mirror. dance just as close to me as a breeze and beam or a door closing. Now new is me to myself. I always find myself dead from the 14th century.
Que si vous consommez.